Of all the possible scenarios, of all the ways for this to play out, last night's World Baseball Classic playing out like a scripted movie. Top of the ninth, Ohtani versus Trout. A 3-2 pitch, and Ohtani got him. What a moment! Kevin, Dennis, Woody, Bill Plaschke. Let's get to it.
It's up to you.
It'll be a long day for you, Bill. All the abuse you've given me over the years.
Start spreading news. I'm winning this one.
I'm ready.
Always like I solo. One of my favorites.
All right, let's watch it again. A one-run game, it all coming down to Ohtani versus Trout, the way we all wanted it. Trout swinging a miss, and Japan wins the WBC. Ohtani and his teammates undefeated throughout the tournament, and Mike Trout vows to be back in 2026 with more help. All right, Bill, what is your takeaway from the showdown and Japan's win?
Frankie, the sports world saw the greatness of Shohei Ohtani. He went 2-0 as a pitcher, batted .435 as a hitter, comes in the ninth inning, never pitched, never closed a game out in his major league major league career, comes in against Mike Trout, strikes him out on three swinging pitches. Mike Trout has struck out on three swings 24 times in more than 6,000 at-bats.
It just doesn't happen. Bring in the goods.
Ohtani had the hardest throw pitch of this tournament. He tied for the hardest hit of the tournament. Ohtani owns baseball, owns the world stage. It's all about Shohei.
Woody Page?
Bill, don't you find it funny that the biggest moment in both their careers happened at the same time in a game in the World Baseball Classic? I thought it was the most dramatic moment that I'd seen in baseball since Kirk Gibson with the pinch hit home run in the World Series. I mean, that's how amazing I thought it was last night. The perfect storm was being set up. Even in the seventh and eighth inning, you could say, oh, could this possibly happen? Could they face each other? Because you saw Ohtani running back and forth to the bullpen. You saw Trout getting ready to, you know, come to the plate. I thought it was fantastic for baseball, for as we always say, the growth of baseball, because the World Baseball Classic, 4 years from now, people are going to be even more excited about it and what possibly could happen with all major league players wanting to get into this bandwagon type situation.
You know, when we all spoke earlier today, David Dennis said, you know what? I was the first person to say this is how I want the game to end. So you know what? You're not right, but I like your confidence. David Dennis, what about the ending of that game?
Everybody said that.
Thanks, Phony. Thank you very much, Phony Reality, for those points. This is what I agree about Ohtani and what he was able to do and establish himself as the best baseball player in the world. He is the, you know, I don't think there's a bigger gap between first best and second best player in any sport right now. But on a macro, this is an indictment of what Major League Baseball has been doing to us for my entire lifetime, where they are telling us that if you have fun, it's okay to ding you in the head with 100-mile-per-hour fastball, where there are gatekeepers and old fogies who don't allow us to have the fun that we've seen for these last 2 weeks in the WBC. If baseball wants to move into the 21st century, they should adapt the kind of fun, free-spirited baseball that we have seen, especially last night, because we need more moments like this if Major League Baseball wants to be as popular as it thinks it is.
Want fun. They didn't have a pitch clock last night. Kevin Blackerstone, what about that ending?
Oh, it was a fantastic ending. You're right. You couldn't have scripted it any better. But my biggest takeaway is the reaction of all of us to this particular game, which was, you know, 8.5 innings, a 3-2 game, 6 innings were scoreless. You had 14 hits. It lasted 3 hours and 18 minutes, and nobody cares because it was a great event.
Yep.
And that's what makes baseball cool. So it's not about the length of the game. It's about being out there. It's about watching these great athletes do what they do. And, you know, hats off to Japan. The U.S. exported baseball there in the 1870s. Japan has somehow figured out a way to master it and give us one of the most unique stars that it's ever produced, and he showed up last night.
John Smoltz called it a win for baseball. Bill, what's it going to be like in that Angels clubhouse when Ohtani and Trout get together?
That's going to be unbelievable. I mean, it's going to be madness. And also, we saw a part of Ohtani we've never seen before. I've never seen that emotional. I've never seen him, 5 years in Anaheim, celebrate like that. And you saw his pregame speech in the clubhouse. I've never seen him give a speech like that. I've never heard him. You know, he doesn't talk that much. So we saw a side of him that nobody's seen before. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it really was. I kind of felt it had a little bit of a Lionel Messi-Mbappe moment. They're both on the same team. They're meeting for the ultimate championship, and it comes down to the two of them. What a great moment for baseball, no question about it. All right, so Trout wants to bring a better team next time around, and Rob Manfred has a similar thought. The commissioner said, quote, "It's great, the guys that we have, but I'd like to see pitching staffs that are of the same quality as our position players." Also said they've talked about the timing of the event, that they've considered a mid-season change, but preseason seems like the best fit. All right, Woody, are they getting the timing of the WBC right?
Watching it for the last 2 weeks, I thought, why not pause during the season like we do for the Olympics, for the NBA teams, NHL, and just take 2 weeks off, don't have an all-star game, and play it then. However, I think this is the right timing. Even though it interferes somewhat with March Madness, I think it's a different set of people who are watching. It wasn't on the same night as any of the tournament games. And I believe that the players are in good shape. They have been in spring training. The players coming from all over the world. Next time it will be in Japan, the finals, or maybe in Puerto Rico or someplace. But I think that this will not only grow the game, but this is the right time of year because people are getting excited about the start of baseball. This leads them directly into it.
David Dennis, it was a standalone event last night. It's before the season. Do you like when it happens right now in March?
Yeah, this is the perfect time. I know there's concern about them going up against March Madness, but you'll be hard-pressed to find a moment that took over social media like Ohtani and Trout from NCAA basketball at any point this season. And if you move this to the middle of the season and you're worried about pitchers pitching, they're not going to do this in the middle of the season. We're already worried about pitch counts and you already have injuries mounting up. You want the best of the best. Do it before the season starts.
Kevin?
No, Frank, as one of the brilliant soccer minds in our country, you just alluded to it with Messi and Mbappe. When did they just play the World Cup? They played it in the middle of the EPL season, Series A, Liga, all of the big pro leagues around the globe, simply because of the calendar and when they could fit it in the Middle East. So I think you could do the same with baseball, and why not? Take off 2 weeks around the All-Star break every 4 years and have that be a special time every 4 years in the baseball season. And you know what? People have talked about cutting back the games in baseball. You could reduce the calendar in those 4 years and you wouldn't have to worry about pitch counts with the pitchers and everybody would be on board, I think.
Bill Klaschke, you like that idea from Kevin?
No, because for one thing, that means that the World Series is going to be played in the middle of November because the owners aren't going to cut back games. So, and the way it is, I think it's as good as it's going to get. It was a nice tournament. You had a tremendous finish. People watched the last two or three games. Millions watched. That was great. But there's no way pitchers or starting pitchers, good ones, are going to get involved in this in the spring. There's just no way they're going to do it. That'll never. I don't care what the commissioner says. I don't care what Mike Trout says. Nobody's going to risk their arms during this most tender time of the season trying to get ramped up. They won't do it. Too much at stake.
What do you want to jump back in real quick?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think based on what we've just seen, that more pitchers are wanting to get involved the next time. That they're going to be more interested in playing for the American team.
Yeah, I like the idea from Kevin. Why not? You make it a tradition, have it in the middle of the season. And he's right about soccer. Everyone thought it was going to be a disaster. It ended up being a great World Cup. All right, we've been horned. Let's move on now. Tonight, the return of Ja Morant. Yesterday, Morant talked about his time away from the team.
I went there for counseling to learn how to, you know, manage stress, cope with stress in, you know, a positive way. Instead of, you know, ways I've, you know, tried to deal with it before that, you know, caused me to make, you know, mistakes. It's an ongoing process, you know, with everything I've been doing the past 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do that to, you know, get through everything I need to be healthy.
All right, the Grizzlies were 6-3 in the 2.5 weeks without Morant. And Ja will be on a minutes restriction. David, what are the fair expectations for tonight and the near future?
On the court tonight, they're playing the Houston Rockets. They should win by 50. But long term, the thing with Ja Morant is that he's sort of overshadowed a lot of the other problems that the Grizzlies have had. Brandon Clark and Steven Adams being out has presented a real problem defensively. Dylan Brooks is a sideshow for that team. So they have a lot of big on-court concerns that look like they may derail their season going forward. Off the court and all that stuff, I hope that Ja Morant is getting the help that he needs. He was more candid about his emotional state yesterday, and he seemed to be on the right path. But, of course, that's the thing where only time will tell.
Kevin, John Morant back tonight. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'm not certain right now still why he was away. Yeah, I mean, we know exactly. That the NBA sent him away because of the investigation over the gunplay. The rest of it, I'm not so sure about. He's not injured. He didn't suffer a concussion. He's healthy. The last we saw him, he was as electric a player as we know of in the NBA. I assume that he's going to come back. He's going to play basketball. He's going to average 27 points. 8 assists, 6 rebounds, and be the same Ja Morant.
Bill, when you look at the Grizzlies and Ja Morant, you know, it's been one of the top teams in the NBA. You think they could just pick up where they left off?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he seems very stressed out. He seems like he's very – he said he, himself he was uncomfortable. The fans are going to be all over him for the rest of the season. The team wins, has won 6 of its last 7 games in his absence, and yet he supplies 34% of the team's points through points and assists. Of their scoring, he's such a big factor, yet he's so uncertain. I think the stress is going to weigh him down. I don't see how they move forward past this.
Woody Page, the Denver Nuggets still in first place. Memphis and Sacramento chasing him. How much better will Memphis get over these past 10 games or so?
They're going to be in the same spot. They're going to fight Sacramento for the number 2 seed. But, Bill, I disagree with you. I think he's going to fit right back in. He was a distraction before this happened for a number of different issues that he was going through, and they played well without him. They didn't have that distraction, but I think that it's now up to him to deal with what the fans say on the road, what the other players think of him on the court. I think it's actually going to be a good respite for him that he's going to actually come back and probably be more of a team player than he was before.
Yeah. Ja Morant tonight, there's a chance he could come off the bench. And remember, Dylan Brooks, Dylan the Villain as they call him, 18 technical fouls suspended for tonight's game. All right, coming up in buy or sell, CJ Stroud's pro day at Ohio State, and the Carolina Panthers brought a lot of people to watch. We'll talk about what that all means. Stay tuned.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
CJ Stroud threw at Ohio State Pro Day today. A reported 11 Carolina Panthers representatives were on hand to watch, including the owners, the GM, the head coach, offensive coordinators, and the quarterback coach, although that same full group is going to be at Alabama Pro Day tomorrow and Kentucky Pro Day after that. In Mel Kiper's mock draft yesterday, Stroud was projected to be the number 1 pick to Carolina. Woody, buy or sell Stroud trending toward being the number 1 pick?
I'm buying it, and I'm also buying it. The Panthers have decided to take a football team to every quarterback pro day, 11, and then they're going to bring the owner along with them. But I believe he's the most comfortable pick among the four, that he's the guy that they could say he fits the aspect of a pro quarterback, and you don't have to worry about being raw or high risk, high reward. I think he's the safest.
Sounds like you're saying they're settling. David Dennis?
I'm buying that this seems to be the guy they want. I would buy more if they sent 12. 11 seems a little bit hesitant of what they're doing. But Frank Wright is, you know, the quarterback whisperer, apparently. And he went to Carolina with the thought that they were going to get the guy that he wants. Stroud seems to be that guy. Frank Wright has, you know, quarterbacks that are 6'4", generally in his career, and he wants somebody of that size.
It would have been 12. The mascot could not make it. Was busy. Kevin, what about C.J. Stroud?
You know, C.J. and Bryce Young, they won one game apiece different in their careers. One guy threw for a few more touchdowns. Another guy ran for a few more touchdowns. Their completion percentage is about the same. They protect the ball about the same. The biggest difference, one guy is 6'4", 220. The other guy is 6', 195. And if you like big quarterbacks in the NFL, C.J. Stroud's your guy.
A lot of talk about height, Bill. What about C.J. Stroud?
Woody, Carolina gave up a lot for him. They want a lot more than comfortable. They want superstar.
Yeah.
He's the one quarterback in this draft that can be a superstar. He led all of college football in QBR and passing touchdowns the last 2 years. Finished his career with a shredding of Georgia. This guy can play.
All right, a tough moment to watch last night. Fourth quarter, Paul George goes up for a rebound and then comes down in a heap. This was nasty. He was helped off the court, later carted out. Today reports that it's just a sprained knee and that he'll be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. It seems like they may have averted disaster here. Bill, what does this mean for the Clippers now?
No, I think they're facing disaster.
Really?
They're 6-11 without PG on the floor, and they're trying to make the playoffs. They're going to struggle to make the playoffs. He won't come back until after the playoffs start. They really miss him. They can't do it with just Kawhi alone, as you saw last night in that final possession.
Woody Page?
Bill, the Clippers have a difficult schedule. Back-to-back nights against the Grizzlies included, they could fall into the play-in tournament. That's how bad it is, because if they go into that last game of the season still trying to make the first six, they got to play the Suns. I don't think that's going to happen, that they could beat them.
The league needs to hire Woody on retainer to work the schedule. David Dennis?
If you're the Clippers or a Clippers fan, you're taking solace in the fact that they're 4-2 when Kawhi plays and Paul George does not play. So I think they still, you know, are going to make the playoffs. But that's the same leg that Paul George snapped in half right. A few years ago. He's being reevaluated in a few weeks. And this team has championship aspirations, and they are going to be nowhere close to the championship unless both those guys are 100%. And I have a hard time believing Paul George is going to be 100%.
Having injuries in late March, you ready to kiss off the Clippers?
I'm ready to kiss them off. You know what? Last April, they went into the playoff game against the Pelicans. Guess what? Paul George didn't play. He was in health and safety protocol. They lost that game, didn't make the playoffs. Same scenario here.
And then they lost to Minnesota with Paul George. All right, let's move on. Jaylen Brown talked to the Ringer this week and left a lot of mystery if he'll be a Celtic for much longer. When asked about his future in Boston, he said, quote, "It's not up to me. We'll see how they feel about me over time, and I feel about them over time. But I will stay where I'm wanted. I will stay where I'm needed and treated correct." That's how I feel about some of you guys sometimes. David, how do you hear that answer, and how do you think Celtic fans hear that answer?
I hear Jaylen Brown as a guy who is deeply principled and deeply loyal, and the Celtics have not really shown him much loyalty for his whole career. They talk about the Kevin Durant trade talks, but he was in Kawhi Leonard trade talks, Paul George trade talks, Kyrie Irving trade talks, and he's also had to deal with the issues with, you know, some of those Boston locals when he's outspoken about issues about social justice. So despite how well that team may do, he can leave just because of what he values as personally as a man.
But I'll tell you what, though, Kevin, what's going to be tested is how much money he wants to leave on the table. If he makes All-NBA, that's about a $290 million extension. How much do you think that'll factor in?
Oh, that'll affect it a big way, and that's up to us to vote him in, right? Which
right.
is really unfair.
Right.
But I would say this to Jaylen Brown. Just talk to your boy Kyrie and just realize that the grass is not always greener if you go someplace else. You are on a team with championship aspirations, not only championship aspirations, but championship possibilities with you there. You may want to reconsider your thoughts.
Bill, we know everyone in L.A. is so broken up that there could be a little controversy in Boston. What about this Jaylen Brown story?
It breaks my heart. The Celtics are about to implode. Jaylen Brown's
implode.
The guy who wants
not
his
so
own
sure
team. He wants his own team, and he's going to get his own team. He sounds like a guy who's got one foot out the door already. So sorry, Celtics. It breaks my heart.
Woody Page?
I disagree with Kevin. He says the grass is not always greener. There's another team that dresses in green, and that's the Milwaukee Bucks, and that would be a place where he knows
not
he could
going to Milwaukee.
Well, I'm just saying that I believe that that's a possibility for him. He wants to get away from a situation
Chris
where
Middleton,
he's
heard
the number
him?
Two guy.
Bill, is he going to Milwaukee? Come on. He's not going to Milwaukee.
No.
Guess what? You were on your way, Woody. Then you had to say Milwaukee. He's not going to Milwaukee. Aye, aye, aye. Two left. Showdown. It looks like a repeat.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
David, Kevin, two topics, one winner. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, new Lion, former Eagle, says his Lions could win the division. He went further even, that his new Lions team is better than his former Eagle team, a team that went to the Super Bowl. David, do you believe that?
No, I don't believe it, but it does not matter because this is what you do in these press conferences. You lie when you get a new team. Go all the way with the lie. That's how you're supposed to do it. Say you're guaranteeing a Super Bowl win.
But here's the thing, David. He had another lie against against his old fans on his Twitter page, and then he deleted that. So this guy's not even able to stand up to his own words. Is he going to have to get rid of this tape at the end of next season? We'll see.
All kidding aside, this panel today was better than the panel yesterday. Believe me when I tell you that. Share the point here. Showdown 2, the Mets Cadillac Club. It's a membership speakeasy behind the right field fence that will cost up to $25,000 a seat. Only Woody Page can afford it. Limited to 30 members, it's a private bar with field views, concierge, and flat screen TVs. Beer, soft drinks are included. Cocktails, though, cost more. Kevin, you want in?
Oh, absolutely, I want in. I maybe not be able to afford it, so somebody please invite me. Do they have a humidor? I got to have some place to put my Cubans. Come on.
Look, speaking of New York, I'm not losing today, Isola. I wore some Tim's. I watched The Sopranos this morning. I watched Harry and Miss Sally. I had a New York slice. Had a quarter water. Listen to Dipset on the way over here. Give me the win, buddy.
Can you afford the speakeasy? Be honest now. We know you sold a lot of books.
Well, if you loan me some money, I got it.
Come on, see? Kevin, take the point. Take the FaceTime.
Thank you very much. While we were doing the show yesterday, we learned that Willis Reed died at age 80. And if you don't know Willis Reed, there was an iconic moment in all of sports where he limped onto the floor as a New York Knicks to help bring them a championship. But here's the thing about him that you may not know. He was just a great regular dude. A friend of mine, Tony Overton, used to run Madison Square Garden and used to talk about how he and Willis Reed, after the Knicks games, would ride home on the train back to South Orange and they would just chit-chat. Just like two regular folks. Well, you don't get a lot of that from our stars in sports these days where they're just like regular folk. Thank you very much, Willis Reed, for being who you were.
Thanks a lot for that, Kevin. I covered Willis Reed when he was the GM of the New Jersey Nets, a giant in every way imaginable.